The first reading today is from Jonah chapter 3, verses 1 through 5 and 10. This can be found in the Old Testament, located in the front part of the Bible on page 860. The word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time, saying, "Get up, go to Nineveh, that great city, and proclaim it, the message that I tell you." So Jonah set out and went to Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly large city, a 3 days' walk across. Jonah began to go into the city, going a day's walk, and he cried out, 40 days more, and Nineveh shall be overthrown." And the people of Nineveh believed God. They proclaimed a fast, and everyone, great and small, put on sackcloth. When God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil ways, God changed his mind about the calamity that he had said he would bring upon them, and he did not do it. And the second reading today is from 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 29 through 31. This can be found on page 170 of the New Testament, which is located in the back part of the Bible. It's on page 170. "I mean, brothers and sisters, the appointed time has grown short. From now on, let even those who have wives be as though they had none, and those who mourn as though they were not mourning, and those who rejoice as though they were not rejoicing, and those who buy as though they had no possessions, and those who deal with the world as though it had no dealings with it. For the present form of the world is passing away."
Our gospel reading continues through the gospel according to Mark chapter 1, starting with the 14th verse, and you can find it on page 35 of the New Testament in the back of the book. Now, after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." As Jesus passed along the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. As he went a little further, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, who were in their boat mending their nets. Immediately he called to them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired man and followed him. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Thanks be to God.